growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, just north of the Woodlands, Texas.
Good morning. I did that for you, Sandy. Chad Stevens sitting in for Sandy Mosier, and John Ferguson is here. He's not sitting in for anybody. He is here. Good morning, John.
Yeah.
We've been talking about all kinds of stuff. Been great. And your remineralizer commercial we just heard, that stuff is strong. I mean, you don't have to use that, what, once every 3 years or something?
3 or 4 years, yeah.
Yeah, like it, like it. All right, we're going to get into biosolids here in a second, otherwise known as
sewage sludge.
Even saying that doesn't sound good. But we want to make sure that people have finished their breakfast first before we get into that. We have Mario standing by. Mario, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Hey,
doing good, man.
First time caller. Love y'all show.
Wonderful. What's up?
I purchased some property in Liverpool, Texas about a year ago, and it was nothing but pine trees and heavy. It was really thick, so I got it cleared out, and I'm down to the dirt now, and I'm trying to figure out a good way to get St. Augustine to grow. I bought a pallet, and I kind of just scattered it around. But I mean, it's growing, but it's 2.5 acres, so I'm trying to get a lot of it growing. I don't know what the best way is.
So you're relying on the runners, kind of thing. You want it to spread?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good way of doing it.
I don't know if I should buy more, or you know, I'm just trying to figure out the best way to do it.
Well, first, are you getting plenty of sunlight?
Plenty of sunlight. Yes.
Yeah, because St. Augustine needs a minimum of 6 hours of direct sun to grow. The second thing is a good, you know, fertilize it. You know, Microlife's my favorite organic fertilizer.
You do that before you put it down?
Yeah, or you can do it after.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people can take sod and separate the runners.
I did check the soil, and I think it was at a 7.5 or 7.5. I don't know if that makes a difference or not. But
not really.
It had nothing but pine trees, so they say that those pine needles kind of mess up the soil or not. Or I don't know if it does or not. But
nah, not really.
So the pine needles, unless they break down over time, it's not going to really affect the soil immediately.
No. He was talking about 7.5. That's pH number.
pH number, right.
When we use chemistry, the toxic chemical rescue methodology that we've learned doesn't work real well, pH is important. When we use the modern biological methods, the organic methods, we don't worry about pH. It's not near as critical. So if we get the life in the soil, the microbes, get that soil life going, they will make nutrients available to plant. You don't need the chemistry. It's the beneficial bacteria and fungus. So that's the thing. If we get the soil life, they take care of everything for us. We don't have to worry about it.
Gotcha.
So what he's doing with is putting like a piece of sod every, what, 3 feet or something? How are you doing it?
It's about every 2 feet.
Every two feet.
And what I did is I scraped the – I had my tractor, and I with the box blade, I scraped it, I mean, to where it was just bare dirt. And I bought 2 pallets, and I kind of spread it around and just to see if it would catch. And it's catching good. I just don't know if it's going to actually spread out.
It will over time, but it has to get roots down established before it starts spreading.
Yeah, you're doing it the economically slow way.
Yep.
Slow, okay.
Yeah, it's a long process, I imagine.
That,
Yeah, I actually remember.
Faster's not always a good way, right? Sometimes.
No, it just depends. I remember as a boy growing up, my father would let the runners grow over the curb about 12, 15 inches. Then I'd cut them off, and I'd take them to a neighbor's, and they'd pay me to plant them.
Oh, so you can plant the runners?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And that's how we used to do St. Augustine. We didn't have sod back then.
So the runners necessarily are not a bad thing.
No.
Okay. Don't pull those runners out when you're doing your lawn even.
Yeah.
Those runners are the good things.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, so I put those pallets down maybe 2 months ago, and I have not cut them at all. I mean, they're thick. I mean, they look good. It's just I'm waiting for them to kind of spread out a little bit.
Yep, you're doing
it's just in time.
Just takes time. Is
slow,
all.
Slow wins the race, isn't that how you say it?
Yep. Yeah, like I said,
slow and steady, yeah.
You know, just like I said, you can put them with good, like MicroLife, granular, or water them in with some Ocean Harvest from MicroLife.
Yeah.
And that'll help strengthen them and help speed up the process a little bit.
There you go.
Perfect.
Real good.
I appreciate it. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't doing anything, maybe I could do something better or not. I don't know.
No, it just takes time is all.
That's it, Mario. Just time.
I appreciate it.
You're all right, good. Man. Take care.
Way to go. Thank you, Mario. All right, 281-833-3333. We're going to talk. I haven't forgot about that biosolids yet. We're going to tackle that and talk to Ed coming up here with the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
For sod webworms, caterpillars, leaf miners, and fire ant problems, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Organic Solutions. Monterey Garden Insect Spray contains spinosad, proven effective against sod webworms and fire ants. For your garden, choose Monterey BT to knock out hungry caterpillars and veggie pests without hurting bees, birds, and ladybugs. Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions, available at your favorite Garden Pro Nursery. For a beautiful lawn and garden, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
That is the number to give us a call. Ed, we're going to get to you in just a second. I'm Chad Stevens in for Sandy. John Ferguson is here from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, just north of the Woodlands. John, I want to touch on this because I was reading your newsletter, which is every week, comes out on Friday.
Right. Lazy Gardener and Friends.
That's right. And it's a four-part series. I got the last two, and I went, I got to talk about this with John. Biosolids, otherwise sewage sludge. It sounds as bad as it is.
Yes, it's very toxic. It can have anything from medical waste, radioactive elements, heavy metals, all kind of pathogens. It's very bad. And we've got several companies in the area that selling it, and they're selling it to gardeners. And people wonder why they're getting sick. People have taken soils that have the biosolid compost made from sewage sludge. There was an article in the Boston Globe about how this fed hay to the cattle and the chickens. And then they were so contaminated, the meat and thing, they couldn't eat it, and they had to have a kill all the lions. Maine just banned the practice because it's so toxic.
So they're just selling this in how many states? Everywhere?
Everywhere, all the states.
Wow! And it's bio sludge. How do you know that? How do you know it when you see it? I mean, if it's a company that
it has an off odor.
Okay.
So, like you smell a bag of compost has a rich earthy smoke. This one has a funky odor.
Okay, so that's one of the clues. Is there something on the bag you can see?
No, they usually have some kind of names that make it sound good.
Oh. Okay, so you're not going to see, sewage sludge or biosolids.
And biosolid is the good name for sewage sludge.
Oh, okay. So if you see biosolids, stay away from that, but they're probably not going to put that on there. Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay. All right, there you go. There's some insight for you.
And if they go to our website, www.naturesway.com, all four articles we will be posted here shortly.
Perfect.
And then go to the newsletter's archive there, too.
Oh, okay. Newsletter. And then sign up for the newsletter. It's free, and you can get John's fantastic thoughts every week.
Yeah, and the lead writer, Brenda Smith, wrote for the Chronicle for decades. Brilliant garden writer. And
Beautimous.
And she does takes the lead.
Perfect. Yeah, there you go. Learn a lot of stuff just by sitting on and looking at your phone. All right, let's get to Ed. Ed, good morning. Got a question for John.
Yes, I do. Good morning.
Good morning.
I finally broke the habit of the Nitrifol stuff after 20 years of messing.
Good.
Congratulations. Way to go, Ed.
I did it last year about September, I guess it was. And I did it trying to get prepared, trying to prepare this gumbo soil I live in out here in the Cypress area. And I can't believe what my grass looks like now. I just can't believe it.
Awesome.
It is so healthy. And what I'm trying to do, though, is learn how to use the MicroLife products year-round. Is it okay to put down some of the six, whatever it is, number-wise, three or four times a year versus trying to find the right two times a year or whatever?
Well,
in other words, right now, my grass is looking good through all of this hot weather, and I'm watering only twice a week and not doing a whole lot of watering. So I want to know if I need to maybe hit that lawn at St. Augustine with some of the MicroLife fertilizer in a light dose or something. Give me what your thoughts are.
Okay, first of all, you got to continue changing your mindset. When we use artificial fertilizers, 90% of it washes out when it rains, turn on your sprinklers into the bios and streams. That's why you got to put it down four or five times a year.
Okay.
When we use an organic fertilizer, it's microbes in the soil that release it. Like I use one bag of MicroLife every other year. That's all I use on my lawn to keep it lush.
Wow.
Because it's not leaching away. And I have a mulching blade on my mower, so the nutrients, the minerals that were pulled out of the soil by the grass, when I mulch it, falls back. The bacteria, fungus breaks it down and release back to the soil.
Okay.
So you just don't need as much.
So you're doing it the right way pretty much, Ed.
Yeah.
I'm mowing as high as my mower go.
Good.
And this is the first time in history that I've got something to cut when I do that.
These things work. I mean, it's so simple.
Oh, trust me, I'm seeing that, and I'm loving it. Now, I put some U-mates, dumped a little U-mates down about, I don't know, a month before it got so hot. That was the second hit I did in this calendar year. Because my soil was just never treated, never did anything
right
to it, except put Nitrifol this down and that down. And I'm calling names, so you know what show I was listening to. I put your remineralizer down last probably October, November.
Yeah, you're good for a while.
The first time, because I heard about it for the first time.
Yeah.
And I put some more down maybe 3 months ago, because I thought if I can't burn with it, I'm going to try to eat the two apples a day instead of one apple a day.
Yeah,
do I do next now?
Probably just if the lawn's green, you don't need to do anything.
Just sit back and look at it.
Enjoy it.
I do, man. My wife drives up now and comes in the house and says, "Your grass is looking so good."
Yeah, that's wonderful.
It's my grass now.
That's right.
Well, good for you, Ed. But, yeah. Yeah, using the modern methods based on biology, it's so simple and easy and saves so much money. So, it's unbelievable.
Do I need to keep a bag of your compost in the garage in case I see some spot that looks like something not good is happening, instead of worrying about trying to put fertilizer, quote unquote, or something special on it? I heard you say something a while ago about to the gentleman about maybe drop a little compost on some brown spots.
Yeah.
I don't have any, but if I bought a bag of MicroLife brown patch don't know what to do with it, I guess, until I get a brown spot.
Well, brown patch is for the disease Rhizoctonia solanae that we call, it's a disease that occurs usually in the fall or spring in cool, wet soils. You shouldn't be seeing that at all right now.
I'm not. I've seen it so many years, year round, I didn't know what to do, so I bought a bag of brown patch.
Well, see, artificial fertilizer causes the brown patch.
Right.
Trust me. I'm a living... I used to listen to that show when Bill Zach and whatever his name was, the two of them together.
Yeah. Right.
And then when they went away and it came under the other guidance, I stuck with it and suffered. So enough of that. I could write a book on it probably.
Well, listen,
so
Ed.
I'm in good shape.
You're good shape.
I've been to your place. I did leaf mold compost.
Right.
First time ever. And I can't believe what it did, And now I went back and I bought two truckloads. Actually, I bought two bed loads of the leaf mold compost, put it down, and some in my beds, but most of it on my St. Augustine. And then I waited and did some things. And then I bought your mulch.
Wonderful.
And I've got that in all my beds.
Well,
now.
Good.
And just feeling so good about it. I come down 45 with a little mulch flying.
Hey, I do the same thing.
I covered it up. Yeah, I covered it up with a tarpaulin so people wouldn't be cussing me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Probably a good call.
Load.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys made believers out of me, man.
That's great. Hey, Ed,
right.
Ed, got a quick question for you. Is that a Georgia accent?
Yes.
Is that a Georgia?
Yeah, it sounds Georgia, don't it?
It does.
Right from Natchitoches, Louisiana.
Now, okay, that was my second choice. Yeah, very good. Ed, thanks much, and enjoy looking at your lawn. Thank you, buddy. All right. 281-833-3333. Home Show Garden Pros, we have Jimmy's coming up next after this.
What loves Houston heat, is easy to grow, and has a short season? Bush green beans. A tasty tip to grow on from the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Healthy landscaping and gardening starts with our healthy soils. Landscaper's Pride in Mulches has just that, and it is locally sourced, and you can feel the difference in the Landscaper's Pride mulches and soils. So during this hot season, it's really hot out there, but we need to refresh our beds, and a great way to do that is with their black velvet. That will help refresh your beds with their black velvet mulch. Do you have lumpy and bumpy spots? Hey, how about their topsoil? That will help smooth those areas out. If you need a soil amendment, their black humus is also a wonderful amending for beds and raised gardens. What about potting soils? They have potting soils and garden mixes. The slow release of the fertilizer will last you all summer. For healthier, fast-growing vegetables, shrubs, and plants, choose the naturally organic Landscaper's Pride. Grab your Landscaper's Pride mulches and soils at a Home Show Garden Pro near you. Learn more at homeshowgardenpro.com.
Thank you, Sandy. Sandy Mosier, normally here at this time, Home Show Garden Pro. She's with family. And Chad Stevens here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. 281-833-3333. Let's get to Jimmy real quick. He's got a question for John. Hi, Jimmy. What's up?
Hello. Thank you, sir. First-time caller. I do listen from time to time whenever time allows me to. But a lot of good information always. I do have the theme is the St. Augustine, and I just wanted to carry that.
That's
through.
Fine. Not a problem.
That.
Not a problem.
So my property, has been doing well. I've been using the humates. I've actually started doing that last year, and I did notice a difference. And, I'm a believer in the MicroLife products. So I started using that. But this year, for some reason, the grass is green. I mean, it's thick, plush, great, and it's looking great. But I've noticed there's certain spots in my yard where there's not any runners. It doesn't look like any runners wanting to go into that area like it's if you look at it, it's probably like about a 6-inch circumference, and it's like tiny aliens did crop circles, but it's bare ground is all you see. You don't see anything growing there. I mean, is there any suggestions on what I could do? Because I don't know if I should just, you know, get some sod and just drop it on top of that. Do I need to dig up? You know, all what I've done this year is I've aerated. You know, I dropped some humates on it, and again, you know, I saw a sudden change in color and everything, but it's just random spots on one side of the yard where it's, you know, little circles of just dirt.
Okay. Do you have a dog?
No, I don't. But I wouldn't be surprised if a neighbor had let their dog loose off the leash and started using my property for that.
That will cause a spot just exactly right. What you described. What you can do is put something that stimulates biological activity. You can put just a handful of compost on it, get that bacteria fungus back in there, and the runners will grow back into it. The animal urine has a lot of salts in it, uric acid, and some stuff that's bad for turf. So that's where you get the microbes there, and they'll break that down. And once it's gone, the grass will grow back in. So that's probably the easiest thing. Just put a couple handfuls of compost on it.
You can put it on there thick then, right?
Yeah, half inch to an inch.
Yeah. Not,
if the grass is dead, you can put it on thicker.
Right.
But if it's still alive, just put it on, you know, quarter to a half inch max.
Right. I mean, surprisingly, it's like it looks like it's, you know, it's you know, exactly like I said, it's like it's a circular spot.
Yep.
Where surrounding that, there's grass, and then right in that spot, it's just bare dirt is all you see. And it's, you can even see the hole where the aerator went through, and there's nothing there. So, I mean, I didn't even think about, you know, if it was dogs or animals doing that.
The other thing, is your house fairly new?
Not really. No, it's 10 years.
Okay. Well, there might be something buried there that left over from construction. What you can do is take a real long, skinny screwdriver, punch it down there, and see if you hit anything. If he goes down 6-8 inches and you don't hit anything, you're probably okay. But a lot of times it may be a piece of drywall left over.
Right.
Or brick or some cement or paint. Because builders just bring it, they just leave it on the ground and cover it up.
Gotcha.
All right.
So those are a couple possibilities. So
check back with us and see if that helps, and let us know whether that compost got the grass growing again.
No, I appreciate it, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jimmy. All right. We've got Derek and Charles on the way. We're going to take a quick break here and come back with John Ferguson on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita from Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens. How are you holding up in this heat? I'm hardwired to wake up early, so all my gardening is done in the morning. Our wonderful host, Sandy, gets her gardening done in the cool of the evening. What is your time? Customers, don't let the heat stop us. One good tip is to use MicroLife Super Seaweed once a week as a foliar spray. This will help your plants survive the drought. Do you have a dream for your yard? Visit our website, nelsonwatergardens.com, and fill out a design consultation form. Our design crew creates gardens big and small. And speaking of small gardens, this is a great time to create a pottery garden, and Nelson's is the place to go for pottery. We even have a great selection of pottery on sale. Speaking of pottery, the go-to plant in this heat is a succulent, and we have a great selection. I have two succulent gardens on my front porch in pots. They receive full sun, and yet they only need water every 3 days. The sound of moving water has a cooling effect, And Nelson's has fountains, water features, and water gardens. We even have the giant Victoria water lily that was recently featured on the news. So come on down to Nelson's for more dry weather ideas. You can find us.
Thank you, Anita. Yes, Sandy normally does her gardening in the morning after she talks about it here on Sports Radio 610 with the Home Show Garden Pros, 281-833-3333. I'm Chad, by the way, with John Ferguson. Sandy will be back next weekend. And John, Chris texted me. He goes, he missed where the best time, when's the best time to compost top dress?
Whenever you can.
That's right. Get off your butt and do it.
Doesn't work till you get it down.
There you go. Derek, what is up? Good morning.
How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Great, great. I was listening to a couple of callers ago talking about how excited he was about his grass.
That was it, yes.
I know that feeling. I did the same thing when I switched over to the organic soils. It's a wonderful feeling. But I was calling in regards to the MicroLife Super Seaweed.
Uh-huh.
So I take it and I dilute it, of course, with mix it with, you know, a gallon of water, a couple of ounces to a gallon. My question is, when I pour it into my sprayer, the hose sprayer, the dial setting, what's the best setting to put that on when I'm doing my lawn and my plant, my flower bed?
Whatever's convenient for you. There's not a right or wrong answer.
Great.
If I'm like I love lantanas, and sometimes in this heat and dry, you get some spider mites. I put a fine mist just so it coats the leaf evenly.
Okay.
This, after I get off the radio today, I'm going up to my farm near LaGrange, and I'm going to be watering some trees. And I'm using a real coarse drop, you know, have it dissolved in it as I water with it.
Okay.
So there's not a right or wrong way, just whatever's convenient.
Yeah. My concern was whether or not I was getting too much water because I've already mixed it with the water prior to putting it in the sprayer and connecting it to the hose. I didn't know if maybe I was getting too much water in along with the mixture.
If you're using a hose sprayer where it's, you're using a vacuum technique to suck it up, then you're probably getting a little too much water. It's not too dilute.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. So it's best to just use a pump sprayer, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
If
for your plants. If you're watering your lawn, yeah, you can use it, but just put it into your tank at full strength. Then when the water from the hose brings it in, it dilutes it for you.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Cool. All right. Thanks very much.
All right. Take care, Derek.
Appreciate the call. All right, 281-833-3333. We've got Charles and Debbie and Trish on the way. We're going to get to them coming up here on Sports Radio 610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Keep the fun in your garden, even in the heat. Wear a large hat. Get it before the sun gets high and hydrate yourself, just like your plants and grass. Garden fun means gardening smart with your Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Jacob, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Jacob, we have really hit the hot summer here in Houston pretty quickly. But what happens when we begin to get some of those rainstorms and we get our slugs and snails appearing?
So we have three different products that take care of slugs and snails. They're all organic and Armory listed. We have Sluggo, which is just iron phosphate, safe to use around pets and wildlife. We have Sluggo Max, which is 3% iron phosphate, can be used around pets and wildlife as well. And then we have Sluggo Plus, which is iron phosphate and spinosad. And you get a little extra control out of that product with the spinosad, things such as earwigs, sow bugs, pill bugs, buttworms, and things like that.
So how do we apply the Sluggo products? Are they liquids, granules?
So it comes in a shaker can. It's granules, and it's a bait. So you sprinkle it out over the yard or in your garden, and it's actually an attractant. So the slugs come and feed on it, and it interrupts their digestive system, and they basically stop feeding and die.
That sounds like a good solution for when we run into those snails and slugs. So, Jacob, thank you very much for talking to us about the Monterey Lawn and Garden products. You can get those products at MontereyLawnAndGarden.com, or you can go to HomeshowGardenPros.com. Thanks a lot, Jacob.
Thank you, Sandy. Have a good day.
All right, thanks, guys. And, yeah, I don't think there's a worry about slugs and snails at this moment, but you know it's going to rain soon. And when it does, it's nice to have that on the shelf, not to have to go run for it and get it. So appreciate that. Home Show Garden Pros is what you're listening to. I'm Chad Stevens in for Sandy, along with John Ferguson. We've got another caller. It looks like Charles is standing by. Good morning, Charles.
Yes, good morning. How are you all?
Doing great.
Good. I just have a couple of questions. My first question, and it's regarding my lawn. I used to cut it, but recently I started having a lawn service cut it, and I noticed I'm having a lot of trouble, and I'm trying to figure out, and maybe you would know the answer to this, is it possible that a lawnmower could transfer diseases or weeds from one yard to another yard if they, you know, they cut stuff because that's all they do, and then you start noticing issues? Is that a possibility?
Yes, it is. It happens all the time.
Okay.
Also, they typically don't keep their blade sharp,
right.
So that damages, that pulls and tears the grass, making it easy for disease to set in.
Yeah. Okay. And that's what I was thinking, but I didn't know enough to know that if that was an actual possibility. And with that, because supposedly the lawnmower, it recycles the grass, but I noticed there's a lot of, like, large chunks of grass that get left, and I noticed I'm having a buildup of thatch. Will that do damage over time, or will it break down?
If your yard is healthy, it'll break down, but there shouldn't be any large chunks. If they're using a mulching blade and keeping it sharp, the pieces should be a quarter inch diameter or less.
Little small pieces of grass that you really can't see.
No, it's much larger than that.
Then they're doing something wrong.
Right. They're not mulching it.
Okay. Now, with that being said, if I have thatch and I want to put down, like I was listening to a couple of callers earlier, but I've been thinking about putting down like some Humates Plus and 624, do I need to break up the thatch first, or can I put it down, you know, over the thatch, or what?
Yeah, you can put it down over the thatch. It'll work its way through.
Okay.
But you might want to put down some compost, because compost will have the bacteria and fungus in it that eats thatch and breaks it down.
Okay, so if I put down compost, do I need to put down anything else with it, like the 624 or Humates Plus? Or
you can put them all down together. They complement each other. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
They work together, and they complement each other, and they work together better than each one by themselves.
And you know the good thing about the compost and the microlife and stuff, you can put it down with 100 degrees.
Yep, then anytime.
That was my next question, was with it being so hot, is it okay for me to put it down now, or do I need to wait, or what?
No, just go ahead and put it down and water it in.
Water it in. Okay. All right, well, thank you. You've answered, because I was envious listening to you and listening to the caller earlier talk about how great his lawn looks. And I said, you know, I need to figure out what's wrong with my lawn, because I'm not having that lawn where I can drive up and it's looking good. I'm getting my wife asking me what's going on with the lawn.
So it's always our fault, isn't it, Charles? Hey, how come our lawn doesn't look that good? That's right. All right.
Thanks for the call. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day and good luck on your lawn there. Appreciate that. I know it's addicting.
Yep.
It's great. People, it's just hearing the stories like that. It makes you want to do it even more. 281-833-3333. We've got people standing by. We'll get back to Debbie and Trish coming up on Sports Radio 610.
Phew! It's another scorching summer. Help your plant and landscape survive with the healing benefits only MicroLife organic fertilizers can supply. Start with MicroLife Multipurpose 624 or Hybrid 2005. Then give your turf some extra love with an application of Humates Plus 004. MicroLife fertilizers have professional-grade ingredients that are 100% slow release and will not burn. MicroLife, healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
MicroLife, all-organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Landscaper's Pride, mulches and soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-833-3333.
Home Show Garden Pros, Chad Stevens in for Sandy, along with John Ferguson, Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Head on up there, I-45, just north of the Woodlands, just south of Conroe. Great place. Hang out. You got picnic area, shade trees. You can just look at all the stuff you got growing there and
watch all the butterflies and hummingbirds.
Nice. Love it. All right. We've got Debbie standing by. Good morning, Debbie. What can we do for you?
Good morning. And, John, you have a beautiful place. I enjoy visiting.
Well, thank you.
I have been invaded by cicada killers, the monster wasps that search for cicadas. They fly around my ash tree. And I know that ashes are also called trash trees. I have noticed some oozing on the trunk of the tree, and there is a white foam where these splits are. And they kind of congregate around those spots, but they're all up and down the trunk. And I don't know whether I need to be worried about my tree or if this is normal. I don't know.
Okay, there's several possibilities, Debbie. It could be a sapsucker or some other bird that's poked holes and it's oozing. And that's how the tree protects itself. It's kind of like when we get cuts, we have farmer scab.
Okay, so I have seen woodpeckers, the rose-breasted or rose-cheeked or rose-belly. I don't remember. I think I've had sapsuckers in the past. But not recently.
Okay.
But yes, so woodpeckers have been here.
Okay, so when the sap's oozing, it attracts other insects that feed on it. It's hard to say without seeing it, but I would call an arborist out and have them look at it. The only one I recommend is Arbor True, Brad Phillips and his team. They're all college degreed and specialized, so that's the best way to get a pair of eyes on it.
Okay, Arbor True.
Correct.
Okay.
And they're an organic tree company, too.
Great. I like that. The cicada wasps are fun to watch when there's just one that's trying to drag a cicada into a hole. But when you've got a dozen to two dozen, they're kind of creepy.
You know, the poor cicada. You know, it stays, what, 5 years in the ground?
Seven years, depending on some.
It comes out, gets out of his shell, goes, makes that noise, attracts a female, and then dies right afterwards. And now he's got to worry about wasps. I mean, come on.
Chad, have you seen a cicada killer?
No, I haven't. I just looked up a picture of it, and it looks just like a hornet, but yeah.
It's huge.
That's amazing. Yeah.
It is huge. And like I said, I've had one for about the past 5 to 7 years. I don't know how long.
Now he's got relatives, right?
Oh, my goodness. The whole family tree is here.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know whether a bug company might be able to handle that.
Yeah, but they're
Do you want to?
They're actually beneficial.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Right.
The holes
right.
they dig.
I don't mind them. I'm just concerned about the tree. And they seem to fight over these wet spots on the tree.
Yeah.
It could be they're trying to get moisture from it.
Could be because it's so dry. Yeah.
Dry and hot. Yeah.
I saw some in our fountain from Nelson's Water Garden right outside. The wasps would just come and land on the bottom and just drink off the water.
I noticed the same thing in my pond in my backyard, landing on the lily pads. You can see them getting water.
Yeah. All right. Hope we answered your question,
okay.
Debbie.
Well, you helped. Arbor True.
Arbor True, Brad Phillips and his team.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, Debbie.
Have a nice day. Thank you for calling. All right. Do we have time? Yeah, we have time for Trish real quick. Trish, what is up? Good morning.
Okay. I've been trying to keep my yard watered, but I just couldn't keep up with the dry, and my Mondo grass has gone brown. Will they come back?
Most likely.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the only question that I had.
All right. Well, thank you, Trish.
Okay. You're welcome, and you have a blessed day.
You too. All right, thank you. Thank you for holding and waiting. Terry, we'll get to you in a second. Yeah, the watering, people doing it over and over and over again. Like you said, if you do too much, the roots won't grow deeper in order to get to the water that's way down deep.
Correct.
So try maybe, what about when you get these really dark spots near the cement, you know, near the edge where it just seems like, you know, the curb gets really hot and then right off the curb it gets really brown.
That's, well, two things. Could be heat burn, because that concrete can get 140 degrees.
Totally, yes.
Also, it dries out more, and that's where chinch bugs like to enter.
Yeah, they like to hang out, because chinch bugs are looking for the
hot, dry area.
But they're looking for the moisture in the grass? They eat that?
They'll eat the runner, the saps.
The sap,
right. Out of the runners.
And then, of course, then you have nothing left to have the grass grow. Okay, so do you want to water that more?
Yeah, because it's going to be hot, dry, the water helps cool it.
So keep it near your edges.
Yeah, a little bit
probably more so. Okay, got it. All right, we've got Terry coming up next on Sports Radio 610, Home Show Garden Pros.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And those Hollywood Nights. That's Bob Seger, one of my favorite bands. Anyway. Enough of that. Chad Stevens in for Sandy. Thanks for tuning in today. It's been filled with information with John Ferguson. John, you were also mentioning they don't allow lawns in Nevada?
They just passed a law to outlaw lawns because they're out of water.
A law in the entire state. That's incredible. And how far, Lake Mead, you said?
Down 184 feet.
Yeah, they're out of water.
They're out of water.
Man, oh, man.
And lawns are one of the biggest users.
Yeah, of course.
In that hot, dry desert climate.
I'm sure people can't drink that much water, so they're feeding it to their grass and their lawns. Wow. Yeah. All right, so let's get our last caller of the day, Terry. Good morning. You got a question for John.
Good morning. Got a three-year-old lawn, live in Minnesota. Like everybody else, it's under stress. Got a 3x7 patch. That just looks like straw, you know, and it's dead. A little bit of St. Augustine sprigs, you know, kind of come back and all that. But along with that, I've got about 6 or 7 other small patches of just yellow straw, dead grass. And I was wondering, just live with it or something I can do?
In this heat and drought, I'd probably just kind of live with it, just do minimal. Navasota, some areas there have a lot of salt, naturally have salt in the soil. That puts more stress on your grass.
What causes the salt there in Navasota?
Just natural in the soil.
Is that just
like around
thing?
College Station
and
everything.
Okay. All right.
It's just part of how when the deposits were made, geologically speaking, had high salt in.
Well, there you go, Terry. You got to move now. See what I mean? No, I'm just kidding.
But next move is to the funeral home.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I just leave it long. Just, you know, mow it high. It, like I said, eventually we'll get some rain.
Highest level of my lawnmower, and just don't want any letters from the HOA. And I like a nice looking lawn, but it's my purpose to keep it alive.
Yeah, and like on my lawnmower, I took a drill, drilled a hole, put a sheet metal screw so I can get it an inch higher because it just wouldn't go high enough. Because all the lawnmowers are made for northern grasses, not the southern grasses.
Wow, I will look into that. That's amazing. I never thought about that.
Yeah, add another layer of lift to your wheels there.
Yeah, so you said about an inch?
Yeah. Well, that's what I did on mine. It depends on the brand.
Right.
But it's easy. Right. You can just take a drill, drill a hole, put a sheet metal screw, and you make another stop that holds it higher.
That's genius. That's why you make the big bucks.
I wish.
Yeah, we wish. All right, Terry. Anything else?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Have a great day. All right, John. We covered a lot of topics today. Man, from humans, sludge What do you call that?
Switch sludge, biosolids.
Yeah, biosolids, and stay away from anything made with that, for sure. And don't forget, you can listen to the podcast or the Listen Now button on the website, homeshowgardenpros.com. You can hear a repeat of the show and any other show we've done right there on homeshowgardenpros.com. John, and of course, you're open today up
there.
Absolutely. Stop into Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center up 45, just north of the Woodlands. Hang a right on 1484. Go about a half a mile, hang another right, follow the signs, boom, you're right in your place. Grab some compost. You can lay that down anytime.
There you go.
And you sell the MicroLife stuff, and you got all kinds of plants in your garden center. What kind of native plants?
Have lots of native. Probably one of the biggest selection in southeast Texas.
Wow. So the native plants are good for this kind of heat, then?
Yeah, and if you're in the Woodlands area, they're offering a $300 rebate to buy drought-tolerant natives per house, and we're one of the authorized vendors.
Oh, there you go, Woodlands. Come on. Get on over to John's place. That'd be awesome. All right. Sandy will be back next week. Tom is coming up next, and it's a encore presentation because Tom's doing some Army thing. And he's practicing being a soldier.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, good for him. And Sandy will be back live next Saturday. Tom will be live tomorrow. But if you just want to listen to Tom's encore presentations, he'll cover your question, I'm sure. Go out there and do some gardening. Thank you, John. You've been listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.